This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to Jeddah today, where he will discuss with Saudi officials how to respond to the attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. U.S. officials say they believe they originated from Iran. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is prepared to respond to the attack.
As the president said, we don't want war with anybody. But the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded. And we're ready to defend our interests and our allies in the region.
Iran's state-run news agency reports Iran sent a diplomatic note to the United States denying involvement and warning that if any actions are taken against Iran, it will respond immediately. Exit polls in Israel's national election show that neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor challenger and former army head Benny Gantz can put together a ruling coalition. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The exit polls were announced at 10 p.m. just as the polls closed in Israel. Based on all three exit polls, Netanyahu is not able to form a majority coalition of 61 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Likud cabinet minister Tzachi Hanegbi said he believed Netanyahu's chances will improve as the final votes are counted. He said he still believes Netanyahu has the best chance of forming a government. Once final results are in, Netanyahu's president will consult with the leaders of each of the parties and recommend either Netanyahu or Gantz to try to put together a government. So far, it doesn't look like either the right wing or the center-left will be able to do that. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For the latest on the Israeli elections, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The first impeachment hearing held by House Democrats quickly turned